Malachim Beis Perek Tes Zayin. This perek discusses the evil reign of Achaz over Yehuda. Achaz, son of Yosam, 22 years old, ruled over Yehuda for 16 years. Achaz was more evil than the other kings of Yehuda and Yisrael combined, as Achaz was bringing his child to the Avodah Zarah of Molech. Molech is served by waving children through fire. Achaz spread idols throughout the entire land, as it says in Pasuk Gimel. That his child he will wave through fire like the nations Hashem drove away from Yisrael. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, explains who was Achaz's son he would bring to Molech? Chezkiah, the next king of Yehuda. Achaz wanted to burn his son Chezkiah in the fire. However, Chezkiah's mother seemed to cover Chezkiah with a small type of salamander, which comes out of a burning hot fire after 7 years that protected Chezkiah. Rav Madwali explains, Achaz wanted to push away the Ruach Kedusha, spirit of holiness, from Eretz Yisrael by increasing the Ruach Tuma, spirit of impurity, with idols throughout the land. Therefore, Achaz's son Chezkiah had to teach Torah publicly to make a tikkun, rectification, by spreading Kedusha throughout Eretz Yisrael. And Pasuk Dalet through Tes, Ritzin, king of Aram, joined forces with Pekach, king of Yisrael, to battle against Achaz, king of Yehuda. Achaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Ashur, and pledged allegiance to the king. Achaz took gold and silver from the Beis HaMikdash and gave it to the king of Ashur for his help in battle. King of Ashur then killed Ritzin, king of Aram. And Pasuk Yud, King Achaz went to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Ashur, and liked his altar. Achaz had the blueprints for the altar sent to Uriah Kohen to be built in the Beis HaMikdash. Achaz would bring sacrifices on the new altar. In Pasuk Tezvav, V'yitzava Melech Achaz es Uriah Kohen leimor al mizbech hagodol hakter, that Achaz commanded the Kohen Uriah to build this giant mizbeach and to now bring korbanos on it. In Pasuk Tezayin through Chaf, which is the end of the parak, Achaz had the audacity to replace the Mizbeach altar Shlomo HaMelech built with his new altar, which was a replica of the king of Ashur's. Achaz proceeded to change the interior design of the Beis HaMikdash and rearranged many of the objects. Achaz also dismantled several of the vessels Shlomo had built. Achaz died and was buried in Ir David. His son Chezkiyahu ruled over Yehuda next. That's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.